writing tricks. How to write anything.
In today's episode, we're going to have a look at different ways to begin sentences and how to create sentences in ways that can be exciting and fun. So perhaps this is going to be a little bit of a repetition of the things that we have already discussed, but I think that it's worth just stopping for a second and making sure that things settle down correctly. So, for example, as you know, not all sentences need to have the structure subject, verb, object. As we've said, we could begin with place, for example, or with time, for example. We can begin with an adverbial. So in this case, let's have a look at place. We can begin with a phrase that tells where. For example, sitting on the edge of my bed, comma, I wanted to grab my phone. Or better said, sitting on the edge of my bed, comma, I grabbed my phone anxiously, full stop. Now, we can also begin with a place, but instead of using a clause, we can begin with a prepositional phrase. For example, on top of the refrigerator, comma, my black cat slept, full stop. For example, that would be a way, you know, to begin a sentence with a place. But we can also begin with a sentence in the same way, something that says when. So if we begin with a phrase that tells when, just as the tardy bell rang, comma, I dashed into the classroom, full stop. So that would be a phrase that tells us when. Or we can begin with a clause that tells when. For example, before you came, comma, I knew what you were going to tell me, full stop. Or while you were cooking your dinner, comma, I made the bed, full stop. Or as you were talking to me, comma, I was thinking about my problems, full stop. So any of these things, before, as, while, after, any of these subordinating conjunctions that will take a comma, I mean that would take a clause and then followed by a comma. That's all fine and dandy. So that will take us to when and where. But remember that there are other adverbials. For example, we have the adverbial of manner. So why don't you begin with an adverb be finishing in -ly? So for example, carefully, comma, she arrived. Quietly, comma, she came, full stop. Suddenly, comma, the bell rang, full stop. So that would be beginning with place, time, manner. But why not begin with a reason? So we can begin with a subordinating clause, because. So because I love you, comma, I'm telling you this, full stop. But if there is something that is super cool in English, is how important adjectives are. So I would say that something that you should really try is to begin your sentence with an adjective. So let's first turn our attention into an adjective that finish in ed. For example, scared, comma, I answered the phone, full stop. Worried, comma, blah blah blah, full stop. Amused, comma, blah blah blah, stop. So beginning with an ed. But something perhaps more interesting is to begin with two adjectives, adjective and adjective, ed and ed. Imagine the following sentence: scared and confused, comma, the little boy looked up at the man that was about to grab him, full stop. If we listen to this sentence, we can start thinking, oh my god, there's a little boy, he's scared, he's confused. And that's how we are beginning. We're beginning by placing ourselves into the mind of the little boy. And he's scared, he's confused, there is a man, the man is about to grab him, something horrible is going to happen to him. Bang, we have immediate tension there. Just by using ED, so just by using scared and confused, or even scared and bruised, comma. So, well, later on we can just use the tension and we can declare that he was a fireman, firefighter, and that he was going to, I don't know, he had been a victim of a car crash or something like that, or a fire, and the man was going to save him. But the idea is for you to remember that you can begin with two adjectives, scared and confused, comma. The same thing would apply with ing thingies, ing clauses, like hoping that no one would recognize her, comma. The Queen of England came into the Burger King, full stop. So things like smiling, comma, blah blah blah, full stop, worrying, comma, blah blah blah, full stop, thinking, comma, blah blah blah, full stop. That way we're not saying about how it's a bit different to the other example. It's not an ED, like I'm scared, like passively I'm suffering something, I'm hoping actively that no one would recognize me, or I'm smiling, I'm actually doing something as the events unfold. Another way to begin a sentence in an exciting way would be to begin with a simile. So, like a cat, comma, she came into the building, full stop. Like a bullet, comma, she passed through me, full stop. Or as quick as thunder, comma, blah blah blah, full stop. As smart as blah blah blah, comma, blah blah blah, full stop. And there is one more way to begin or to create a sentence, and it's in a way a sandwich technique. So you know that we can move reason, for example, to the beginning of the sentence, or condition to the beginning of the sentence. So if I see her, comma, I can tell her, full stop. Now, remember that if I see her, comma, I can tell her, full stop. If I don't see her, I won't be able, obviously, to tell her. Now, can we move these? Can we move the condition? Yes, sometimes. And sometimes we can include things between the modal and the main verb. So we can say things like, I can, comma, if I see her, comma, tell her, full stop. So that would be a sandwich technique, because we are moving something that should be a whole chunk, a whole clause that should be either at the beginning or at the end, and we are sandwiching it between the modal verb and the main verb. So that's another exciting way of moving information around. So, as you can see, there are many different ways in which we can create sentence variety. Now, the idea would be, or the trick, would be to use long sentences for content and short sentences for impact. If we can play with these two things, if we can play with longer sentence structure and shorter sentences and sandwich techniques and beginning with adverbials and repeating adjectives like scared and bruised, comma, blah blah blah. If we can use all of these things, your writing will automatically become so exciting. So anyway, as always, I don't expect you to do any homework or anything, but just pay attention the next time you read a text and see if the writer has used different sentence structures. Let's see if you can identify them, and let's see what it actually adds to the whole text if you begin with time, with manner, with reason. If you're using a disjunct, if you're using an adverbial, if you're using conjunctions, if the writer is using short prepositional phrases, pay attention to the facts, and then see if they are using all the commas and punctuations. And as always, remember, they're natives, it's their language. If they don't want to add the comma, fine, let them butcher their language. However, try and use it systematically. You know, don't you make that mistake. Because when push comes to shove, they know. They know where commas go. They know where semicolons go. I mean, they have gone through the GCSEs. They know. But they don't know if we know. So, since it's logical and since it's going to add lots of interesting things to your writing, go for it. You know? Anyway, this episode has been long enough, we'll leave it here. Thanks for listening, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you in the next episode. Thanks, ciao.
Hi, I'm Mara Jurado, the person behind this podcast. Thanks for tuning in to Writing Tricks. I'll be back with new episodes pretty soon. You can find more Writing Tricks on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, or your favorite podcast directory. Some of you have asked me how to help this podcast. Well, if you find the tricks interesting and you want them to keep coming to your phone, the best way to make sure that this happens is to leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. Of course, don't forget to follow it on Twitter and on Facebook at Writing Tricks and on Instagram at Writing Tricks FM. I'll meet you there and I'll see you next time. In the meantime, remember, there are easy tricks to learn how to write anything.